Hi, my name is Aidan O'Brien. My topic is decolonization in Pakistan and India, and I'm in Ms. Manson's seventh hour.
So why were Pakistan and India becoming decolonized?
There were people who wanted independence in India from Britain because they were just kind of tired of their economy and the way they were being segregated in their legislature.
And so who was a major figurehead in this decolonization?
That would be Mahatma Gandhi.
And what did he do?
Gandhi was a man who studied law for a long time, and then he moved to South Africa. And he believed in being a pacifist, and a pacifist is a person who doesn't believe in violence. They only believe in, they believe in anything can be achieved without physical confrontation or violence. And this was a great thing for the time that he was at, because the world had just come out of a world war, and they needed someone who could do good change peacefully.
And how did this tie into the Cold War?
It's tied into the Cold War in a way that new colonies were kind of being brought around, legislature was changing, and it was affecting relations with other countries, like major powers like Britain and people like that.
All right. So, do you have any final words?
Yes. Gandhi did decolonize or help break the chains from Britain for India. And sadly, though, he was later assassinated on January 30th, 1948. He was shot 3 times. And sadly, he was at the time leading a prayer service for the world.
Anything else?
No.
Thank you.
No problem.